Hi, this is Karen Brown from Go Green Inside. On today's podcast, I'll be chatting with Dr. Lee Janelle, Inner Game coach, author, speaker, educator, and the founder of the Center for Heart Living in Toronto. Hi, Lee. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, Karen. It's my pleasure.
Now, today I wanted to talk to you about the idea of living from the heart, which is, I guess, at the core of the work that you do. So to start off with, could we just have a minute or so just to talk about what that actually means, living from the heart or living in a heart-centered way?
Yes. The easiest way I can do that is by contrasting it. So as human beings, we can live a life either through our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, or our heart. And people say, well, so what's the difference between our emotions and our heart? In our heart, we have a sense of gratitude. You know you are in your heart if you have gratitude, if you have wisdom, if you're inspired, and if you have love. That's basically our state of being. At the core of who we are, this is who we are. And then when we disconnect from the heart, we go into emotions. Emotions, and the emotions bring thoughts, and the thoughts bring emotions. So as human beings, we never are able to find happiness within our head or our thoughts. We only find what people are looking for in their heart. Another analogy I could give you would be that the emotions are like clouds and the heart is like the sun. On a cloudy day like today in Toronto, we have a snowstorm. It's easy to believe there is no sun, but we know if we go above the clouds, there's a sun today.
Right.
Emotions are the same. You could be really upset with your spouse or with your kids or with your parents, but underneath that, you know you love them. So emotions come and go, and our heart, our love is steady. That's how we know the difference, actually. When something is in our heart, it doesn't fade. It's steady. It's a constant state of being, and when we're in our emotions or our thoughts, we can talk ourselves in and out of these emotions really quickly and in and out of our thoughts really quickly.
Okay. One of the things that I think our listeners might be sort of wondering about, and I've wondered about this as well, when we talk about living from the heart, it feels like a very feminine-centered thing, and one of the things that you see a lot, and especially in politics, is women being criticized for being emotional. And so there's this tendency, particularly in the workplace, I've found, traditionally, women are supposed to act more like men and be more, in the mind, more professional, which means perhaps not living from the heart. Can you kind of clarify, and maybe it's just a question of understanding the differences between, as you've said, the mind and the emotions and the heart, and what the nuances between those three things are?
Well, actually, your question is a really good question. Men and women live from the heart if they are wise, because the heart is not emotional. When you are wise, you're not going to fly off the handle. You're not going to go in an istifit. And you're in your heart, you have wisdom. You are able to access your wisdom quickly to see what's going on and be able to take action on what needs to be done. When we are in our head, I've worked with brilliant people, brilliant minds, and as soon as something happens that's out of their comfort zone, they crumble. So men and women both have hearts, and a father loves his kids, a mother loves her kids. A man can be at work and be engaged. That's the big buzzword nowadays. Harvard Business Review took almost a whole issue was on engagement at work and what it means. And basically that's what engagement is all about. It's to be inspired by your work. So you're willing to do what needs to be done to get the results that you dream of having. So the heart is actually not emotional. Emotions is not the heart. Emotions happen when we see either more pain than pleasure or more pleasure than pain. When we are in the heart, we have gratitude, and we understand that support and challenge are always equal and opposite. And the best visual I have for that is I use the yin and the yang, the symbol, the Tao symbol. And I'll tell you a story. It's a corny story, but it's a perfect story. It's the story of the butterfly and the cocoon story. The scientist is observing a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. It's a huge struggle. It takes a long time. So the scientist feels sorry for the butterflies and decides to cut the cocoon open. But because he does that, the butterfly has nothing to push against. So its wings are weak, it can never fly, and it dies like that.
Yeah.
So in emotions, if you were in your emotional self, you feel sorry. So that's the difference. Like, the scientist was feeling sorry for the butterfly. That's an emotion. In wisdom, we understand that support and challenge are necessary, and we don't get upset when we are challenged, and we don't get elated when we are supported. We keep both into balance, and we use both to achieve our dreams and aspirations.
Right. Now, what are some of the other ways, you've talked about some already, that how would we know if we're really not living from our heart? How does that kind of manifest in the external world, both from a personal standpoint, but also kind of in some of the things we see socially and globally?
Well, when you're in your heart, you feel at peace. So it's easier to sleep. It's easier to eat. You don't overeat. You don't undereat. You eat to remain healthy. In your relationship, it's the same thing. When you're in your heart, you have gratitude and not constantly bickering with whoever is around you. We have gratitude. At work, when you're in your heart, you're inspired. You get up in the morning, you want to go there. You have vitality. You're willing to face the day. In the world, we know we're going to be in our heart, and this is not happening yet, but I believe it's part of the evolutionary process, and the social media that we have, the internet, that's helping us create more bonds with everybody. And we'll be able to know we're in the heart when there's more of a state of gratitude, when self and others are related and we don't disconnect from everybody. We realize that we're all in this together and that we can take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice for us all to be in that state all the time. Can you give us maybe some practical tips, 3 tips or 5 tips for living from the heart that we can apply to the different aspects of our daily lives?
Yes. One tip that's easy is when you get challenged by someone around you, you take a deep breath in and you ask and you say to yourself, since I'm worthy of love, what's the reason why this is happening? Because one of the major reasons we are reacting with emotions is at that moment we feel it's not fair, I won't be able to get what I want out of life, something is wrong with me for these things to happen constantly, and that's one of the reasons we fly into emotional reactions. If you take a deep breath and you start with, since I'm worthy of love, what's another reason why this is happening? And ask yourself, how is this challenge right now helping me with my goals and aspirations? So getting clarity on your goals and aspirations is very important. You need to know what you want to create with your life so that whenever something is happening, you can use it to your advantage. So that's number one. Number two, when you're in a relationship with someone and you know they love you, and at that moment they say or do or not do or not say something you want them to do, you take a deep breath in again and you say to yourself, since they love me, what's another reason why this is happening? That, again, takes a lot of the emotional charge that's present in the reaction that caused a lot of quarrels in families. And another one that you can take that will help you be centered is you sit 5 minutes a day and you take deep breath in through your nose, through your heart. It sounds weird, but it makes you calm down really quickly. And you breathe in for 3 as you breathe in, and you breathe out for 3. And as you do that, you become aware of your heart. And as you keep breathing in and out, you remember times in your life when you felt grateful. So those moments, you can have access to them on a regular basis. At first, you may need to sit quietly, and then you can do it while you're driving, while you're in the grocery store waiting in line. To learn to center ourselves back to the middle gives us a different outlook on life, gives us a different experience that makes it a lot easier to live from the heart.
I really like that one. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can share?
The biggest challenge we all face as human beings is the illusion that something is wrong with us. And that disconnects us from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest way I help my clients face their challenges in life is to remember that if that was their child in that situation or a loved one, what would they wish for them? Would they think that something is wrong with them for this to happen to them, which is often our mechanism of defense? We go back and we start saying, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? But imagine that if the same thing was happening with you, with your child, I mean, or someone you love, how would you advise them? What would you tell them? Would you think they're losers because they didn't get a goal that they wanted? Would you tell them their life is over because they didn't get what they want? And start looking at yourself from the outside so you can disconnect from the emotion and have more easy access to the heart.
That makes so much sense. And in the moment, you know, when we're, I guess we're our own worst critics, that's very true.
Yes, and I find it's something that if you keep practicing, my clients tell me, you know, before that, it could have taken me 6 months to get over this. Now it's taken me a week, or if it used to take me a week, now it takes me an hour. And if it used to take me an hour, now it takes me a minute. So as you practice this, as you practice centering yourself, you'll have access to the wisdom. You'll be able to center yourself and have more gratitude more quickly. In the midst of every situation, always ask yourself, how is what's happening right now helping me achieve my dreams and aspirations?
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. Now, it sounds like you're doing a lot of very interesting work at the Center for Heart Living, and if people are interested in learning more, can you give me a sense of the kinds of activities and events that you have, maybe some that you have coming up?
Yes. Well, we have 3-day silent retreat that we are going to have at on Georgian Bay. Beautiful retreat, perfect place to recenter the self and learn to be more in tune with the inner voice. In April, we're going to have the 2-day Extreme Freedom workshop, which is intense, 2 days, passionate. You come out of there on Sunday night feeling like you have tools that will really renew you and you have an experience of what it feels like to live in gratitude. Those are the two big ones. And we also have a 1-day relationship workshop that we're going to have in April as well.
Great. Well, I can personally vouch for the Extreme Freedom Workshop, which I've done twice. And certainly I feel very blessed to have had an opportunity to work with you because it's set me on a much different and greater path, I believe, than I would have if I had not gone through that experience. So I appreciate
yes.
that.
And you've been a source of inspiration, too. You've been a source of inspiration because you took it, but you also acted on it. And that's the quality that successful people have. They listen to their heart and they act on it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Look at that. We're both in gratitude. That's perfect. That's a great way to end the segment, other than that I would like to just ask what your website is so people can check out your offerings.
I have actually two websites. One is centerforheartliving.com, and the other one is Heart at Work Institute for people who are looking to focus their business more from core values, increase their profit, having more gratitude, more fun, more vitality. It's a fun way of working. So centerforheartliving.com and heartatworkinstitute.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I've gotten a lot out of today, and I'm going to use that practice that you mentioned, breathing in and out through the heart. It sounds like a great one. I'm going to put that into practice today. I would like to say goodbye now. Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully you'll come back and chat with us again sometime.
I would love that.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. And for more great tips on natural health, inspired living, and how to sustain your internal environment, please visit us at gogreeninside.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GoGreenInside. Thanks for listening and be well.